Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent Technology and Tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us this afternoon. We're going to go a little bit north right now, up by near Cerro Gordo County. This is Hancock County. You might know where Britt is and where Garner is up in that part of the world. With us in studio is Jill Kramer, and she is the executive director of the Hancock County Economic Development Corporation. Jill, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me today. I appreciate
it. So this is really exciting for us because, you know, so many times what we do is we end up talking about, the greater Des Moines Metro and economic opportunities that are going on here. And we don't often have a chance to visit with folks way up north or way down south or way out east. So this is a real pleasure to have you here. Talk to us a little bit. What do you do for the Economic Development Corporation?
Well, as executive director, I act as a resource for economic growth within our county. So it would be either a new business coming in. It could be someone that wanted an existing business looking at expanding. So I work with other agencies, state agencies, county agencies, local agencies, and act as a resource to help them find what they need to find out.
What's the basis of business and economic development in Hancock County today?
We're seeing a growth. It's a nice area. People enjoy living there. They want to be in that area, the small town atmosphere. So we have seen a growth in Hancock County.
Good. You know, one of the cool things about living in rural Iowa is that factor of safety and familiarity. And you know people know people, and it's really a nice place to live. Maybe not so many people from Des Moines would move there, but I bet you there's people in other places around the United States that have some heavy unemployment numbers that would love to get a job in Hancock County.
You know, Hancock County is at 2.4% unemployment.
Holy cow.
It's hard. We don't have the employees. So if there's somebody out there that's looking for a job, Hancock County is a place to come. Our industries are growing. We're expanding. One of our industries in our county, Stellar Industry, has just done a giant expansion. Or is working on the expansion currently. So we need employees.
Sure.
I know it's a great place to live. Been there 20, 30 years. I branched out after college, went to Minneapolis, went to Des Moines, but came back and raised my children. And as you said, small town.
Oh, it's wonderful. It really is
great. You can maybe ask my children when they know we know everything that they may have done throughout the day before they even get home from school.
Sure, yeah.
But it's a great feeling. It's 18% lower, cost of living is 18% lower in Hancock County in the United States.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's a big difference. And you look at the consumables. 18% lower than the average for United
States.
That's
astounding. It really is.
Yep.
And as far as amenities and what to do in Hancock County, what's going on?
Oh, you know, we do have a lot of things to do. Now, we don't have the happening nightclubs that they have, but, you know, we have our movie theaters. We have the dog parks. We have some great historical buildings in the area. Hancock County Historical Society has got a great group of, if you go to their website and check that out.
Sure.
We have great parks. We have lakes in the area.
I think it's the quality of life that people really enjoy about rural Iowa. Do you find it sometimes a hard sell when you're talking to people? I mean, 2.4% unemployment, that's so low. How do you reach out to find people?
I think for me, I have to use it as my passion.
Yeah.
I love the area.
Yeah.
I love the people there. It's a great place to live. So when you reach out to them, I try to instill that and show them what a great place to live. But people are saying, you know, it's not close to a giant mall, or it's not close to, you know, some of the nightlife that we have. So it's hard to attract those younger generations. And, you know, that's okay if that's what you want. But I am seeing a group in that 27 to 30 start moving back. They're
sure.
looking at raising their families. They know it's a great
place.
It's
affordable.
Affordable living. And we aren't an area that is impoverished by any means.
Sure.
It's a nice area to live.
And the other cool thing about living in rural, and I don't care where it is in rural Iowa, it is the opportunity to have neighbors and friends and people that you can have a lifelong experience with. You know, one of the things, we just covered this, unemployment rose, by the way, in Pennsylvania. And, you know, I was, the first time I went to Pennsylvania, I had not been for a long time. But the first time I went to Pennsylvania, I only imagined Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, you know, big cities. But there's a lot of Iowa between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, a lot of rural spaces. And with their unemployment rate knocking on the door of 6%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Please come to Iowa. Hancock County needs you.
Please come to Hancock County. I mean, you know, they, and people that would live in rural parts of Pennsylvania or Michigan or Ohio or Indiana, you know, would really feel at home in a place like
that. Definitely feel at home. It's that neighbor, that feeling that you can walk across the street, say hello, borrow a cup of coffee, have neighborhood block parties.
Yeah, right. So I'm really interested in this cost of living 18% lower there. What's attributable to that? Is it rent and housing?
Housing, consumables.
Yeah.
Is what they're stating that's 18% is.
And some of your bigger industries in Hancock County would be stellar.
Our biggest industry actually is Winnebago Industries.
Of course.
They're about 2,700 people. We've got stellar.
And, you know, interestingly enough, Winnebago Industries went through some real trying times during the recession. You know, they were laying some folks off and things weren't moving very well, but they've really bounced back, haven't they?
Definitely bounced back. You can look at this, their stock prices.
The stock
right
price,
now.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello.
I'm glad I have that one share. But no, they are. They're doing very well. And you look at the people that are working there, and it's all different people. You don't have to be that master's degree.
Right.
You can start off on the floor and work your way up. A lot of our industries are like that. What I've seen where you don't have to come in and be that college graduate. You work hard, you show yourself, you prove yourself, you're going to move up within the companies.
I would imagine so. Her name is Jill Kramer, ladies and gentlemen. She is the executive director of the Hancock County Economic Development Corporation, way up there in Garner and Britt. And what are some of the other towns?
We have Garner, Britt, Kanawha, Corwith, Goodell,
yeah.
Crystal Lake, Woden.
Wow.
Crystal Lake, the largest bullhead in the state of Iowa.
The what?
Largest bullhead in the state of Iowa. I've named him Bill the Bullhead, but I don't know if that's really a true name. But growing up, I knew him as Bill the Bullhead.
Bill the Bullhead.
So check it out, guys. Come to Crystal Lake, Iowa, and see the Bullhead.
Oh, you know, it is really a fascinating place. It's right next to Cerro Gordo County, so you're not too far away from Mason City. What big city is close to you other than Mason City, Clear Lake?
I try to explain people when they ask where Hancock County is. We're right between Minneapolis and Des Moines.
There you go.
Right smack in the middle off 35. Clear Lake is close. You know, you've got the benefits of the lake there. Mason City is close.
Yeah. Good stuff. So what do you get to do on a daily basis at Hancock County, Jill? Are you dialing for dollars up there and talking to people? And
the best part of my job is just going out to talk to the industries.
I bet.
You know, what are your needs out there? What are they looking for?
What do they tell you?
I'm hearing we need workers.
Yeah.
We need housing. Both of those things from our industries.
Housing and workers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because one follows the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't have housing, who's going to move there, right?
Yeah, build it and they will come.
Right. Have there been any housing developments over the past couple of years in Hancock County?
There really hasn't. There's some single-family homes that are going
sure.
up. A lot of the lots are being sold. Multifamily, it's been, for a big project, it's been 20, 30 years.
Really?
So we're always trying to entice developers to come to our area.
Well, you know, if they see the need and if there's a value in the proposition, somebody will knock on your door.
Yes.
Hancock County, ladies and gentlemen, just a few miles north of here. What were you in town for?
I was in town for the transportation.
The transportation meeting? What was that about?
Oh, it was a lot of rules and regulations, talking about, you know, the uses of what they're using for the gas tax now.
Sure.
But it was a lot of networking, being able to work with people that we haven't
seen
for a while.
Other cities?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, It is an exciting time to be in Iowa because there are loads of opportunities here in the state. And with an unemployment rate as low as yours is up there in Hancock County, you just desperately need people to come up there and go to work. Jobs are available.
Yes, yeah, so we actually have a website with ourselves, Hancock County, Winnebago County.
I saw that,
city,
as a matter
of fact. Got Jobs website, www.jobs.org website, and it actually goes by community. Look at jobs. We have probably over 63 job centers on that listing by community.
If you're listening to this, you're needing a job, head north, kids.
Yes.
Thanks, Jill, for coming in and talking to us about this.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right. It is called the Hancock County Economic Development Corporation. Jill Kramer is the executive director up there, and she was kind enough to detour her trip from a transportation meeting to come in here and talk to us about what's going on in Hancock County. Thanks so very much.
Thank you.
All right. We've got a clear aside. Coming up next, we'll take a look at what happened today on Wall Street ahead of the Fed decision. Are they going to raise interest rates or keep them the same? What's going to go on? We'll tell you the numbers when we come back. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.
Should have known by the toll.